Joined up here once again with Coach Russ Beck for the Western Nebraska Community College Cougars. First of all, Coach, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us here on the pregame show.
Hey, no problem. We're glad that you guys are down here broadcasting this fall.
Now, down here means Odessa, Texas right now, taking on Odessa Community or Odessa College, the number 15 team in the country, a team they've had some really good wins so far this year, a team that likes to really push the pace. What are your first thoughts on this matchup, and why did you go out and try and find a matchup like this to start the year off?
You know, everything that we do within the season is to prepare ourselves for sub-region play and to have success within our region. And sometimes doing that, you know, there's a great quote by Pat Riley, which he went and said that every championship team has scars. And you know what, we got nicked up against CSI, we got nicked up against CEU, but both games have made our ball club a lot better. A lot of teams come back from break and just want to win, you know, a rev-up game. And, you know, when a game fell off of our schedule, we wanted to go out and help to prepare our team to be battle-ready and battle-tested so that we can get to the national tournament and go through our region. So, you know, that's the idea of why we drove 14 and a half hours down here to play one game, was to, you know, go out and play against some good competition. And, you know, Coach Helms does a great job, and so we knew that this would be a tough game for us.
Now, looking at the way you guys have prepared for this game, you had two-a-days for I believe 3 or 4 days right out of the gate for your players. Was there any fear that maybe you might be hitting them a little bit too hard right out the gate, or is this something you know your team can handle?
You know, we kind of got a pretty good guess of what where our guys were at the very first night that they came back. We went two-a-days. We went practice on Wednesday night, two-a-days on Thursday and Friday. Then on Saturday, we were traveling. So, you know, we played quite a bit, got up and down, and I wanted to at least get their feel back, just not knock the rust off. But they came back in pretty good shape. So,
who are some of the players now that you're coming back from great break that you expect to really jump out? I mean, obviously you've had good showings from Raul Delgado, Devon Maxwell, Marco Kovacevic. Any other players that now that the second half is starting, you really expect to jump out? Maybe somebody like Chapo, or possibly Tahir Little, maybe some of them that could really break out?
Yeah, no, the first two guys that I was thinking about were Sebastian, Chapa, and Ty. You know, as a coach, you hope that second semester that your freshmen play like sophomores and less like freshmen. And I think for the overall success of our team, we really need another perimeter go-to guy to really stretch the floor. And Sebastian, that's what he was recruited to be. He has put up very similar numbers to Raul in Raul's freshman year. And Raul really turned it on that second half of the year as a freshman, so I'm expecting the same from Sebastian. And Ty really comes in and provides a nice change up with his speed and his quickness and some of his, a little bit of his defensive presence. So, yeah, those two guys are key, but I think Mason Smith, Marcus Johnson came along really, really nicely. And Terrence Motley will be a big factor for us this second semester. So,
let's talk a little bit about this game, Coach. Once again, joined by Coach Russ Beck here before taking on Odessa College. What are some of the fears that you have in this Odessa College team? What are some of the big pointers that you picked out for them? I know you know they like to run the ball a lot, and they're a very turnover-based team. What are some of the other minor things maybe for this team that you picked apart during the film?
You know, the biggest thing is that they're a slashing team. They would prefer not to shoot a bunch of three-point shots or jump shots based off of what I've read and what their coaches said in the newspaper. You know, you try to research everything, you know, leave no stone unturned in terms of tendencies with teams. And you know what, we want to keep them under control. We wanted to keep it, you know, somewhere between a 55 and 60 possession game, which means that we don't need to take quick shots. They gamble a lot defensively and try to run through passes, and because of that, you know, we want to make sure that we make them defend, and it's sometimes late into the shot clock. So we'll see if we can execute that part of our game plan.
And right now, just looking at it from the pregame warm-ups for these teams, you do seem to have a height advantage on this team. I mean, obviously, you do have your four bigs, and Terrence Motley, Devon Maxwell, Marco Kovacevic, and also Marcus Johnson sitting there on the bench. Is that something you really do plan to try and utilize in this game?
You know, with any game that we enter, we always want to try to touch the post early and often. Sometimes when we get hot on the perimeter, especially when Raul gets hot, we have a tendency to gravitate out to the perimeter and continue to take shots. That's okay when we're making shots, but it can quickly turn into a disaster if we went cold. So we need to do a better job. Marco, you know, in my opinion, is one of the better centers in junior college. And, you know, there's probably a lot of places that he could be, that he'd probably be averaging 18, 20 points a game and 10 rebounds. So we need to do a better job of feeding the big fella. Terrence Motley and Doobie are really hard to guard on the post as well. So, yeah, we need to touch the post a little bit. But you know what? They have only a few guards, you know, three guards, small guards, but everybody else is about 6'5 on their team. And then they have one big kid that's 6'10. So, you know, they've got enough size to give us problems. So.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks again. You heard it. Expect some big fights down low for between these teams, and expect, hopefully for you guys and for your game plan, a slower pace game in this one that you can control the tempo. So thank you again for taking the time, Coach, and good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.